Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kate Kramer. This spring, the residents of the Central, Powderhorn, Bancroft, and Bryant neighborhoods of Minneapolis, more than 9,000 people in all, shared a small, unusual, and delightful surprise, a love note. A mail art project created by Rachel Yenshevsky and Drew Siplinga, Neighborhood Love Notes is part of the Arts on Chicago Initiative, an arts-based community development project that uses art to knit together communities and arts organizations along Chicago Avenue in Minneapolis. The Love Notes, designed by Yenshevsky and Siplinga, are elegant pop-up cards that open to reveal a many-windowed building with a bicyclist tootling by. The notes include an original poem written by Yenshevsky and printed in both English and Spanish. The notes also include an invitation to respond to several prompts. If you could dedicate a song to your block or street, what would it be and why? Who or what is the heart and soul of this neighborhood? And write or draw anything you want for your community. As responses to the project are received, they will form an evolving installation in the lobby of Pillsbury House and Theater in Minneapolis, allowing visitors to view the thoughts, songs, musings, doodles, and dreams of their neighbors. It's a beautiful project that makes visible the culture and spirit of a neighborhood simply by taking note of, and sending notes to, the many neighbors who make it up and who also make it every day as they live with and work with and love one another. River Action has been thinking about neighbors and neighborhoods for 31 years as we've striven to improve relationships among the many communities along the Mississippi River. And for months, we've been admiring the work of playwright and interdisciplinary artist Rachel Yenshevsky. So we're thrilled to announce that both Yenshevsky and playwright and photographer Theo Goodell will be making the journey from Minneapolis to the Quad Cities at the end of May. On May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Figge Art Museum, we'll present readings of two brand new plays by Yenshevsky and Goodell. Then on May 28th at 9 a.m. at the Midwest Writing Center, Yenshevsky and Goodell will lead a writing workshop on writing from nature and for the radio as part of the launch of River Action and WVIK's own community art project, a series of radio plays written by local writers and set in local natural places, our own neighborhood love notes on the air.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.